أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، وصحابته الغر الميامين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My wonderful brothers in this group, Al-Ishadul Ummah, today, the 17th day of Safar, 1442 AH, which corresponds with the 4th day of October, 2020, we are going to proceed, inshallah, in our lessons from the book of Al-Akhdari, wherein yesterday we stopped on completion of our missed prayers, bima'na, paying back missed prayers. So today, inshallah, we're going to move into the chapter that talks about forgetfulness in salah. But inshallah, before we do that, we have a question, so we're going to answer the question briefly and then proceed from Babu Fisahwi, inshallah. So a brother is asking, if someone joins a congregational compulsory prayer, for instance, Salatul Asri at the fourth raka'ah, how does he complete it? So, inshallah, there are three views to this. The first view is the view of completing the prayer. The second view is the view of paying back what you've missed. And the third view is the view of reconciling in between the two. The first view that involves completing the prayer means that when you come and join the imam at the fourth raka'ah, you are going to consider that fourth raka'ah to be your first raka'ah. So you are going to follow the imam through with that raka'ah. When he's done with the taslim, you will rise again and bring back the raka'ah just the way they are supposed to be. So you bring one more raka'ah, join it to the first raka'ah you met, making it two raka'ah. Normally after two raka'ah, you're supposed to sit down for the tahiyah, so you sit down for the tahiyah. Then you rise again and complete the remaining two raka'ah, just like the way you are supposed to do on a normal note. That is completion. Considering the first raka'ah you met as your own first raka'ah. Then the second way is the way of paying back. So in this case now, the scholars that support this view say that you will consider that last raka'ah you met as your last raka'ah as well. So which means that when you rise, you're going to start from the top and join it up together with where you stop, because there are two hadith that have these two statements clearly. In one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that you should do itmam, that is, you should complete the prayer. In the other one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says qada. But the people who narrated the hadith with itmam are more, because the hadith is narrated by not only Bukhari but also Muslim, and Abu Huraira and the rest of very, very strong companions that have a strong memorization. So the men behind the hadith are more, and the scholars queue up more behind itmam, completing the prayer, assuming the first raka'ah you met to be your own first raka'ah, then you make up the prayer completing it like that. And there are also some scholars who argue with the word qada, that it doesn't necessarily mean that you are going to pay it back as if you are starting from afresh, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the same word in the Quran. Like for instance, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ, if you have completed your prayer. So qada means completing as well. It can also mean completing, and so on and so forth. So basically what you're supposed to do is you assume the raka'ah you made to be your first raka'ah, then you rise up again and complete your prayer just the way it is supposed to be completed normally. While for the third view, which is the view of reconciling in between the two, involves with the recitation. It has to do with the recitation. You are going to do itmam by the normal means of doing itmam. Then you will now do the jam'u through the recitation. If you, for instance, now met the last raka of Salatul Maghrib, which is supposed to be recited inwardly, so you join that raka and pray together with the imam. When the imam does taslim, you rise up and bring one raka reciting outwardly. Then after reciting outwardly, then you will recite a surah after that. Then you go back again, which serves as your second raka'ah, by the way. So you will sit back and do the tahiyah. So during that, after the tahiyya, you rise again. Now the third rakah is supposed to be silent normally, but because of the fact that you didn't meet the recitation for the second rakah, so scholars say that when you rise up for the third rakah, you recite silently, but you recite al-Fatiha and another surah. This is one way to go about it. So, but you recite it silently. So by reciting it silently, you have done the itmam, but by bringing another surah, you have done the qadha. So uniting it or reconciling in between the two. Another way to go about it is when you join the imam, if there is enough space for you to recite al-Fatiha as well as another surah in that last rak'ah, because it's your first. So if you have enough space to do that, fine. So you do it like that, then you will go for the normal procedures and then rise up and complete your prayer. This is another way to do it. But it is united in between the two. So this method is actually more popular among the Maliki scholars. But like we said, the itmam, which was the first method that we had explained, is much more popular amongst the jumhur of ulama all together. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam. So alhamdulillah, now we are going to proceed from our book, inshallah. Madam is going to take us through Babu fi Sahwi, which is the chapter that talks about correction of prayers or forgetfulness in the salah. As you know, we are already encouraged to pay attention, as much attention as possible while praying, but we are only humans, so there's definitely this room for correction or room for forgetfulness in whatever we do. So even in Salatu, if you forget, there is a way to correct your prayers. So Malam actually describes this as detailed as possible, and I will implore all of you to try as much as you can to pay attention to the end, inshallah. So Malam says, وَسُجُودُ السَّهْوِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ سُنَّةٌ. He said, and the position of forgetfulness in time in the Salah is a Sunnah. If you forget something, you do two prostrations, then that is a Sunnah. Then he says, فَلِنُقْصَانِ سَجْدَتَانِ قَبْلَ السَّلَامِ. For the case of reduction in your prayers, if you reduce from your prayers, then you do two sujood before you do your taslim, that is after your tahiyya. بَعْدَ تَمَامِ تَشَهُدَيْنِ, that is after you have completed your two tashahud, then you will do two sujood before you sit back again. The Malanan says, يَزِيدُ بَعْدَهُمَا تَشَهُدًا أَخَرَ تَشَهُدًا أَخَرَ أَخَرَ. Then you will recite after that two sujood, you do another tashahud again before you do your taslim. Well, you see, the reason why Malam has to state this out clearly is because there is a disagreement in this. There are some people who think that you are not supposed to do the sujood, but this is the popular view among the Maliki scholars. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us guided. Then Malan says, "Wali ziyadatu sajdatani ba'da salami," and for increment, if you add to your prayers, sajdatani, you do two sujood, amma you do it after assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Then yatashahadu ba'dahuma wa yusallimu taslimatan ukhra. Then you are going to do another tashahud after that, and then do another taslim after it again. وَمَنْ نَقَصَ وَزَادَ سَجَدَ قَبْلَ السَّلَامِ. He said, if a person happens to reduce and increase, he's going to do sujood al-qabli, which is the one before the salam. وَمَنْ نَسِيَ السُّجُودَ الْقَبْلِيُّ حَتَّى سَلَّمَ سَجَدَ إِنْ كَانَ قَرِيبًا. If a person forgets to do sujood al-qabli, the one you're supposed to do before the salam, then you forget to do it until you have already done your salam, then you remembered. Malan says that you should do what? The sujood, make it a badik, you know, if it is a close time. وَإِنْ طَالَ أَوْ خَرَجَ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ بَطَلَ السُّجُودِ وَتَبْتُلُ الصَّلَاةُ مَعَهُمْ. But if it takes too long before you remember that you forgot to do sujood al-qabli, or maybe someone has already left the place in which he prayed, so that means that there is no point doing the sujood again. Your prayer is now void. You have to pray again. إِنْ كَانَ عَلَى ثَلَاثِ سُنَنٍ. But that is only if it is upon three sunnah. If you forgot up to three sunnah aspects in the prayers, the sunnah aspects in the prayers have already been discussed earlier in the book, so you can go back to review those and see which are the sunnah aspects. If you forget any three sunnah aspects, then you must do sujood al-qabli. If you add three sunnah aspects, then you must do sujood al-ba'di. أو أكثر أو more. If you do forget three or more, من ذلك وإلا فلا تبطل. But if it's lesser than that, then it doesn't vitiate your salat. الله أعلم. ومن نسي السجود البعدي سجده ولو بعد عام. For a person who forgets to do the sujood al-ba'di, then such a person can do that sujood even if he remembers after a whole year. وَمَنْ نَقَصَ فَرِيضَةً فَلَا يُجِيزُهُ السُّجُودُ عَنْهَا. Whoever forgets a compulsory aspect in the salah, then sujood cannot help him in this case. وَمَنْ نَقَصَ الْفَضَائِلَ فَضَائِلَ فَلَا سُجُودَ عَلَيْهِ. Whoever forgets a fadail aspect of prayer, that person doesn't have to do any sujood. وَلَا يَكُونُ سُجُودُ الْقَبْلِيُّ إِلَّا لِتَرِكِ السُنَّتَيْنِ. And also, a person should not do sujood al-qabli unless such a person had missed at least two sunnah aspects of the salat for akthar, two or more. وَأَمَّا السُنَّةَ الْوَاحِدَةُ. As for one sunnah, if a person forgets to do just one sunnah aspect of the prayer, فَلَا سُجُودَ لَهَا, then that person doesn't have to do sujood over such. إِلَّا السِّرَّ وَالْجَهْرَ. Unless if that sunnah has to do with reciting secretly or reciting outwardly. The prayers you have to recite outwardly is the Salat al-Fajr, Salat al-Maghrib, the two rak'ah of Salat al-Maghrib, and the two rak'ah of Salat al-Isha. All of that prayers should be recited secretly. So if a person mistakenly recites secretly or outwardly, then such a person has something to pay. Then Malam is going to tell us more about that. Malam says, فَمَنْ أَسَرَّ فِي الْجَهْرِ. Whoever recites lowly in a prayer in which he's supposed to recite outwardly, سَجَدَ قَبْلَ السَّلَامِ, then that person should do a sujood al-qabli. وَمَنْ جَهَرَ فِي سِرِّ. But if a person recites outwardly in a prayer that he's supposed to recite secretly, سَجَدَ بَعْدَ السَّلَامِ, then that person is going to do ba'din. وَمَنْ تَكَلَّمَ سَاهِيًا. Whoever talks forgetfully while praying, سَجَدَ بَعْدَ السَّلَامِ, he's going to do sujood al-ba'li because he has added to the prayer. وَمَنْ سَلَّمَ مِنْ رَكَعَتَيْنِ سَاهِيًا. Whoever did taslim after the first two rak'ah in a prayer that has more than two rak'ah, that is as from zuhur down to isha, if a person mistakenly does a taslim after the first two rak'ah, sajada ba'da salami, then the person is going to do sujood al-ba'di. That means he's going to rise up, complete the rak'ah of the prayer, and then sit down for the tashahud. After he's done, then he's going to do sujood al-ba'di. وَمَنْ زَادَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ رَكَعَةً أَوْ رَكَعَتَيْنِ. Whoever adds in his prayer one raka'ah or two raka'ah, سَجَدَ بَعْدَ السَّلَامِ, he's going to do sujood al-ba'di. وَمَنْ زَادَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ مِثْلَهَا بَطَلَتْ. Whoever adds to a prayer an equal of what the prayer's raka'ah normally is, then his prayer is void. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كَمَالِ صَلَاتِهِ أَتَى بِمَا شَكَّ فِيهِ. Whoever doubts whether his prayer is completed or not, then such a person should pray whatever he is doubtful of. وَالشَّكُّ فِي النُّقْصَانِ كَتَحَقُّكِهِ. And being doubtful in the terms of reduction simply is a confirmation that you have reduced something. وَمَنْ شَكَّ في ركعة أو سجدة أتى بها. Whoever is doubtful if he has done a particular rak'ah or is doubtful if he has done a particular sujood, then he should do that thing. وسجد بعد السلام, and then he should do a sujood after a salam, which is sujood al-ba'di. وإن شك في السلام سلم. But if a person is doubtful if he has done assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then you should do it. In kana qariban, that is if you're still sitting around that area. If you are doubtful if you have caught your prayer or not, then you should do it because it's compulsory. Wala sujooda alayhi, but then he doesn't have to do any sujood to correct that. Wa in taala, however, if it has taken too long a time, batalat salatuhu, his prayer is void. Inshallah, we are going to stop here. So we can just go over it and see if there are some points that need further explanation. With regards to what is called sujood sahwi, we already had already started explaining a little bit. You see, the sujood sahwi is a prostration, two prostrations that someone might do before a prayer or after a prayer. The one that is done before your taslim or after your taslim, afwan. The one that is done before the taslim is called sujood al-qabli. After it, you're still going to do your tashahud again, and then you do your taslim afterwards. The one that is done after the taslim is called sujood al-ba'di. And after it, also you're also going to bring back your tashahud and then do a taslim from it. You see, these two sujood, one is called qabli because it comes before, from the word qabl. Qabli means before. So that is why you say, okay, qabli, because it comes before the sujood, the taslim. Ba'di kuma comes after the taslim. So that is why it is like that. If you add anything to the prayer, then you have to do ba'di. If you subtract anything from the prayer, then you have to do qabli. But what did you add? It must be a sunnah aspect. What did you subtract? It must be a sunnah aspect. If it is a compulsory aspect you added to the prayer, then sujood al-qabli or ba'di is not enough for you. The compulsory aspect you reduce from the prayer is not enough for you to do, just to do the sahwa. But if you added a fadail aspect, a virtuous part of your prayer, then sujood al-qabli and ba'di, there is no need for it. There is no need for it. Even in the sunnah aspect, you have to miss at least two sunnah or more before you do sujood al-qabli or sujood al-ba'di. Unless if it's the sunnah of reciting outwardly or reciting silently, according to what Malam has already explained here for us. So this is how it is done in terms of correcting of your salat. So with regards to the explanations here that might be needed, Malam says that talking, for instance, now is an addition into the prayer. If you talk, but it must be forgetfully. Of course, there are talks that may not be forgetful, and in salat, and it's permitted. For instance, maybe you are being led by an imam, and then your imam forgot maybe exactly where he is or how which rakah he is on. So the imam can talk to you, and you can likewise answer him in as few words as possible. Now this one does not attract any kind of sujood. Now there are talks that are outside the prayer, maybe, and you must have done them mistakenly. Whatever you added to the prayer must be mistakenly for you to be able to correct it by what sujood al-sahwi, because sahwi simply means forgetfulness. So you cannot decide to deliberately add something, okay, then you now say, okay, I'm going to do a sujood al-qabli or sujood al-ba'di. No, it doesn't work like that. It has to be as a result of forgetfulness. And then Malan says that if you add two rak'ah, one rak'ah to a prayer, then you are going to do what? Qabli. But if you add a two rak'ah to a two rak'ah prayer, making it four rak'ah, then you have spoiled that prayer. You have to pray again. Like for instance, now Salat al-Subhi, we all know it's supposed to be just two rak'ah. Then you added something that is similar to the prayer, making it two rak'ah, and you add another two rak'ah, making it four rak'ah, your prayer is going to be spoiled. But if you add one rak'ah, fine, to Subhi, you can just do qabli, and that's okay. If you add one raka'ah to zuhur, or two raka'ah to zuhur, or three raka'ah to zuhur, no problem. But once you add the fourth raka'ah, making it eight raka'ah for just only zuhur, then that prayer is going to be void. It's going to be void. The same thing too for asr. If you add three raka'ah to maghrib, maghrib is void. If you add four raka'ah to isha, your isha is void. But whatever is less than the number of time of raka'ah that is in the particular salah, then someone can simply do sujood al-sahwi, which is sujood al-qabli, to escape that. Then Malanan says, whoever does the taslim after reciting just two rak'ah, then you do taslim, you stand up again and complete your prayers. You might now that taslim you to be counted as you mistakenly added it, so you're going to do a ba'di. You mistakenly added it into the prayer, so for you to correct that, you must add you must do ba'di after you are done with your salat. Then Malam also tries to explain that whenever you are doubtful in the prayers, then you must fulfill your doubt. You must fulfill your doubt. It is even permitted for you to maybe sit down or take a pause and think. Think maybe if there is any way you can unravel how you maybe forgot what you're doing, but you're not expected to think for too long. You're just going to take a brief pause and try to imagine or try to see, okay, if you've done this or not. But if you're still doubtful, then you must do it. If you are doubtful of something after thinking for the whole while, Madam says, it is just like it is a confirmation that you have missed something. As far as you doubt whether you have done something or not, then it is a confirmation that you have not done something. So that would make you to do exactly anything that you know you have missed doing, whether it is ruku'i, whether it is sujood, or whatever amongst the compulsory aspect. Then you will do them properly. After you do them properly, then you will now come and do a ba'di. So, and then if a person had already finished praying, and then some way somehow he found himself doing other things, but he's still sitting down in the place of prayer, but somehow he forgot to do taslim. Somehow, it's possible. He forgot to do taslim, then he's now trying to imagine that, have I ended this prayer? But you know taslim is compulsory in the salah. So you have to go back to the fard aspect of salah, go back to the sunnah aspect of salah, and then to the fadail aspect of salah. Because like we said earlier, that these are the things you use to correct prayers. You know, if your prayer does not deserve a sujood sahwi, and you do a sujood sahwi, according to some malams, that prayer is going to be void. The prayer is going to be void. So you don't allow yourself, you know, to just do sujood sahwi anyhow. You must be sure that you need to do sujood sahwi. So how do you know if you don't have the knowledge of it? You have to go back to the compulsory aspect of a salah, right from the taking of intention, that is compulsory. Takbiratul ihram, that is also compulsory. Standing while doing that is also compulsory, if you can be able to stand. You understand, the ruku' is compulsory. Rising from the ruku' is compulsory. The sujood are both compulsory, together with the last sitting that you are going to do before you end your salat. All these are compulsory. So, come down to the sunnah aspect now. I mean, okay, we missed one, which is recitation of Al-Fatiha, is also compulsory. Now, if you come down to the sunnah aspect, count them out too, one after the other. The surah after Fatiha. The saying, Sami' Allahu liman hamida. All other takbir apart from the takbiratul ihram. I'm sitting down to do the tashahud in between the two parts of the prayer. You know, all of these things are all counted as sunnah. You understand? Then, come down again to continue maybe the fadail aspect, raising your hands, you understand, towards your ears. Maybe when you are doing this or while you are doing that, you know, maybe shaking your finger or something, pointing out your finger. All of these are what? They are all under the fadail aspect. So you don't have to correct these ones. The middle ones, which are the ones for sunnah, can simply be corrected by just doing the sujood sahwi. Just doing sujood sahwi will correct them. But the first tier, which is the tier of the compulsory aspect, must be redone again. And the ways to do them again has been explained by Malam accurately. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him in this book. So how to collect your prayers, inshallah, I don't think anybody will have any issue with prayers, inshallah, after we have gone through this entire chapter, inshallah. So Malam makes it amply clear how you can correct everything. Like Malam had already said here, if you miss any compulsory aspect in the prayer, then you have to bring back the compulsory aspect of the prayer, then you do badi. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam. So, Malam, we are going to stop here, inshallah, where Malam has already talked about the issue of doubting, and then he also tried to explain what doubt means. So the explanation of what doubt means is what we are going to take it up from our next lesson, inshallah. وبهذا القدر كفاية اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح الماء أغلق والخاتم الماء سبق الناس الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.